Peter Robinson is a former speechwriter to Vice President George Bush and to President Ronald Reagan. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How big a challenge does President Bush have in convincing people that a war against Iraq may be necessary and that he has a plan for economic recovery?
It's a whopper of a challenge. I can't actually think of a State of the Union address as important as this one. The country needs to have the case made, and he simply has to do that tonight.
If you were writing tonight's speech, what would be your prime concern?
I would do what I think the Bush speechwriters and President Bush himself are quite good at doing, what they tend to do naturally, which is to put aside questions of oratory, at least to begin with, and be very deliberate in building a lawyer-like case. The oratory should rise from the argument. You shouldn't aim for oratory. You should begin with argument, with making the case.
Well, you're no slouch at oratory. You wrote the historic Berlin Wall address in which President Reagan called on Soviet leader Gorbachev to tear down this wall.
True enough. Ronald Reagan had a little something to do with that speech, by which I mean to say, when you're writing for a president, the president is in your mind. You can hear his voice in your mind's ear, so to speak. We talk about the mind's eye. A speechwriter has a mind's ear. You're writing for his rhythms. You're writing for the principles that he believes in. And the Bush speechwriters, all of whom are buddies of mine, as it happens, do exactly that with their man.
Well, last year we got the famous phrase, axis of evil. Will President Bush have something memorable in tonight's speech?
I'm sure there will be something memorable. But, again, the oratory really does have to come second. They shouldn't be reaching for that. They should be reaching first for the case. With the drama of the moment, the whole country will be listening. My judgment is that inside Washington, a lot of the members of Congress, the diplomatic community, they know the arguments very well already. Our allies, Lord knows, seem to have their minds made up. The president needs to talk to the people. He needs to move the nation.
He's lost some standing in the polls of late. Is that going to be a factor going into the speech?
Implicitly, I suppose, that has to be in the minds of folks in the White House. He's lost some standing. He's still at, by historic standards, quite a high level. But if you think about it, over the last couple of months, as we've been edging closer and closer to war, as people have been reading stories in the newspapers, listening to stories on radio about allies getting edgier and edgier, and one ordinary Americans having more and more reason to feel anxious, the president has been relatively silent. The most reliable, frequent sources of information about the war have been the briefings of Donald Rumsfeld. Only natural, I think, for people to want to hear from the president and to feel edgy until they do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Peter Robinson is a former presidential speechwriter. He's a research fellow at the Hoover Institution, a public policy research center devoted to advanced study of politics, economics, and political economy. The State of the Union address and the Democratic response to it will be broadcast on many NPR stations starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.